Random House Audio presents The Third Angel by Alice Hoffman, read for you by Nancy Travis. Part 1. The Heron's Wife, 1999. Madeline Heller knew she was reckless. She'd flown to London from New York 2 days ahead of schedule and was now checked into her room at the Lion Park Hotel in Knightsbridge. The air was still and filled with dust motes. The windows hadn't been opened in months. Everything smelled like cedar and lavender. Maddie felt hot and exhausted from her travels, but she didn't bother to turn on the air conditioner. She was madly, horribly, ridiculously in love with the wrong man, and it made her want to lie there on the bed, immobilized. Madeline wasn't stupid. She was an attorney in New York. She was 34 years old and had graduated from Oberlin and NYU Law School, a tall woman with long black hair. Many people thought she was beautiful and smart, but none of those people mattered. They didn't know her. They had no idea she was a traitor to her own flesh and blood. They would never have guessed she would throw her life away so easily, without thinking twice. There was good love, and there was bad love. There was the kind that helped raise a person above her failings, and there was the desperate sort that struck when someone least wanted or expected it. That was what had happened to Maddie this past spring when she'd come to London to help plan her sister's wedding. Allie hadn't even asked for her help. It was their mother, Lucy, who told Maddie she should go to London and assist with the preparations. She was the maid of honor, after all. And then when she got there, Allie had already taken care of everything, just as she always did. Allie was older by 13 months. She was the good sister.